What defines friendship? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, July 31st, 2025, and we just heard Friend by B2B. Now, our Y2C question for this week is about the lottery. But if you ever won the lottery, would you share it with your friend? Let's say you and your best friend made a solemn pact to split the winnings half and half decades ago. Now, we've all been there, and I've done the same thing. Now, if you ever won the lottery, that is, of course, you know, you tell your friend, you know, in like 10 years from now, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to give you half. You know, if you actually had that valid promise, you know what I'm saying, years ago? Now, the question is, would you keep that promise? That's a tough question. You know what I'm saying? Well, I think this story is more about friendship and loyalty than about lottery winnings. But back in 1992, two buddies from Wisconsin, Thomas Cook and Josephini, shook hands and made a pact. And if ever one of these would ever win the lottery, of course, they would split the winnings. And if ever they win the Powerball, they'd split right down the middle. Well, fast forward 30 years, and guess what? Thomas hit the jackpot, literally. He bought a winning Powerball ticket worth $22 million, and staying true to his word from all those years ago, Thomas picked up the phone, called up Joe, and said, "Hey, remember that handshake?" I don't know if he sounds like that, I'm sorry. Would you think your friend was serious if you ever got a call like that? You know what I'm saying? Probably not. You're probably thinking like, yo, is this like an April Fool's joke? In any case, the two opted for the lump sum, which ended up being after about, you know, with taxes and all that stuff, you know, $16.7 million. And each walked away with roughly $5.7 million. Just for context, the odds of winning Powerball are about 1 in 292 million. That's slightly higher, higher chance than being struck by lightning, of course, they say. But the real kicker? Neither guy has any wild plans. You know, a lot of people, you assume, like, I won the lottery, so I'm going to buy, like, yachts and all this stuff and all this gold. And, you know, I'm going to buy a huge house. No gold bathtubs, none of that. Just time with the grandkids. Maybe a little travel and the kind of peace that comes from keeping your word. So, it's not the glitz and, you know, glamour and the glitzy life that you'd imagine after winning the lottery, but it sounds like, you know, they did strike gold. And of course, I love the fact that he stuck to his word. That's true friendship. So, with that said, congratulations. And of course, I love the fact that you guys have a true friendship. That really hits, you know, hits the hearts. You know, this, what do you call it? The heart feels, the strings. And I'm glad you guys have that pact. The friendship. And I hope that anyone out there, if you're listening, I hope you guys had that kind of friendship. And with that said, we have a great song. It's called Gold by Itzy. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And let's get more music in right now. We got Lee Chan-hyuk with Vivid La La Love. And then we have BB with Tere. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Sit back, relax, and sip on that beverage of choice while we have information that you might have known, but most likely didn't. Now, speaking of the lottery, you know how sometimes you bump into someone at the grocery store and just, you know, get that awkward, oops, I'm sorry, or sometimes you get that side eye. Well, when a stranger bumped into a lady named LaQuadra Edwards in Los Angeles, she walked away with $10 million. Now, can you imagine? Now, here's what actually happened. Edwards was at a lottery vending machine putting in $40, and she was planning to spread it out on a few smaller scratchers. But just as she was about to choose, bam! Some random guy bumped into her, pushing her off balance and ended up making her hit the wrong button. Honestly, this would make me mad. It would make anyone mad. And I mean, wouldn't you grumble? You'd be like, excuse me, sir, I was trying to get a few scratchers. And then you would glare at the person. And if you're super sensitive about what you want to buy, it could ruin your day. You know what I'm saying? You'd be stressed out for the whole day. And then for LaQuadra, it was horrible. The accidental bump made her buy a $30 ticket, which is way more than what she was actually wanting to spend on, because she wanted to get a few tickets, and she ended up spending $30 on a single ticket, and she was so annoyed, and I mean, she just blew all her money on one big ticket that she didn't even want. But then, you know, she scratched it in the car, and yo, she saw $10 million, and she thought, this can't be right. No, hold on. Let me check this again. And she even scanned it. It was the lottery app and everything. At one point, she was on the freeway, and then she had to pull over, and she's like, oh my God, honestly, no. This can't be right. And we'd do the same thing. You'd be like, am I dreaming right now? Now, she says that she plans to buy a house, you know, start a nonprofit, and that stranger still probably bumping into people and maybe bringing them all this good luck. You know what I'm saying? So, the next time someone bumps into you, guys, just smile. Who knows? It could be good fortune coming your way. Don't stress. Don't give them the attitude. Maybe it was supposed to happen. And with that said, we got a great song. Two, in fact. 17 with Lucky. And then with Infinite H with Bump It. Pretty Cha featuring Ryu Soo Jung. Your two cents. That is right. You guys know, here at KPC, we love to connect with our listeners. And of course, I love today's segment because I love to hear your quirky, goofy, funny, and creative stories and answers. So this is where I get to read out your answers, and you guys have a chance to win a prize on a question that we post every week on our gram. And of course, like I said, who doesn't love a prize? Now, this week's Y2C question was this or that. Win $20 million at the lottery or be 20 years old again. I know, those two are both things that we always dream about. Now, this is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Youth or money? Because, of course, with youth, you can be healthy again, too. Which would you choose? Can money buy youth? Some people say you can, because I know I watched this documentary. Not documentary, but, you know, on the tubes. This dude, he sold his company, and he's paying his way to be young again. So, in a way, you can actually buy youth, because he's trying to be like, you know, he wants to die at like 150 or 200 years old. Who knows? I don't know if that's going to actually happen. We don't know. But either way, going to get right into it right now. First answer is from Sakpriva Tizar or Terza from the Book of Faces. Without hesitation, I choose to be 20 again. Why? Because I want to change things for the better. I want to take the risks and opportunities I once let go of. The things I was too unsure, too afraid, or too distracted to pursue. If given another chance to be 20, I wouldn't just relive my youth, I'd redirect it. I'd carve a different path, one with fewer regrets and more courage to explore the what-ifs. Money like $20 million can bring comfort, but it can't turn back time. It can't restore missed chances or undo decisions I wish I had made differently. At 20, I had time, energy, and the freedom to choose. If I could return that age or to that age with the life experience I now carry, I'd be bolder, more intentional, and more faithful to my dreams. Youth is priceless because it gives us the chance to shape our future from the ground up. And I want to do it with that all over again, not to erase the past, but to make the most of what I once overlooked, Privia. That is true. But I don't know if we were able to go back in time and be 20 years old, does that mean that we're allowed to have the information and the memories that we have now? Is that an option? I don't know if that's an option, you know? What if you're allowed to go back and be 20 again, but you're not allowed to know what you know now? I know we didn't have that option. But of course, if you're allowed to know what you know now and go back and be 20, then of course, that's the best cheat sheet in the world. You know what I'm saying? You would know what you could avoid, what to do, how to stay healthy, how to stay on the right path with your life, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when we're young, you know what we should be doing. You know, our elders, our parents always tell you to do this and that. And our young selves like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And then as we get older, you're like, oh my gosh, our parents were right. You know, our friends are right. Our family members are right. But at that time, we just didn't know. We were just too eager. You know, we were in a hurry to do things and want to do the stuff that we wanted to do, not knowing. Like, I was eager too. Like, I know right now with what I know, you know, same thing like you, Previa, I could save more, do more, be healthier, help people more. So in a way, yeah. Ooh, I haven't decided what I want though right now. Money or health? Oof, I don't know. But what I do know is I got music ready for y'all. Get ready for NCT Dream with We Young. All right. We're going to continue with your fun answers right now. And the next one is from at KC99. I'm not sure what being 20 again means exactly, but I would choose the lottery. Now, going back to being a 20-year-old means I would lose all the great memories I have made and what little wisdom I have accumulated so far. And also, I would definitely be broke. Plus, being able to live longer and spend more time with the people I would be great. It would be great. But being 20 again all by myself wouldn't mean much to me. Actually, true. Now, being 20 again, if that means if I can go back to being my 20-year-old self in that period of time, then I would choose it because I now know, like, how much time I actually have with certain people in my life. Like, you know, before I talked about when during What's a K-Pop with Karen, like, certain friends in my life that have already passed, now I know, like, I only have that much time with them. I would spend more time with them, you know, now that I know they're not here anymore. I would be like, oh, shoot, you know know exactly when they're going to pass. So I would make the opportunity and the time to travel and see them. And, you know, I'm not going to tell them they're going to pass, but at the same time, I'm going to do my best to, you know, talk to them on the phone more, you know, video chat with them more, let them know that I care, you know, and do those kind of things. And those are the things that we can't really do anything with money. You know, money won't do anything. It can't help with longevity with their lives. So yeah, if I know being 20 again will take me back to the time that I actually was 20 back in the, I don't want to say the 1900s. The 1900s sounds so long ago. But yeah, if that's being 20 again, if that's what I could do back in that time, like go back into a time machine, then I would choose it. But if I can be 20 again right now in like 2025, then maybe not. Yeah, because I don't want to learn all the new lingos and stuff. Ugh, too much to learn. Oh my gosh, I couldn't do it. No, nope. Anyways, moving on. We have one from at Ray Lior. I'm going to use that $20 million to make me 20 again. What? Ray Lior! You're going to make... What? You're going to take $20 million to make you 20 again? What's the point? You know, that's... You're probably going to use all of that $20 million to make yourself 20 again. I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm confused right now. Ray. I say nay. Anyways, I've got two songs for you. Because you just get my brain just melted into mush right now. Because I'm trying to, like... Yeah, I can't fathom what you're trying to say. Anyways, we got two songs. First up, Winner with Millions and Blackpink with Forever Young. All right, guys. We are going over all your answers right now on Y2C. And guess what? We still have a winner to announce, which means you can't go anywhere. You still have to stick around and listen to all these fun answers. And today's are actually really fun to listen to. I'm still mind-boggled by Ray Lior's answer, trying to get $20 or $20 million to make yourself 20 again. Still confused about that. But stay tuned to find out who the winner is. But right now, we got more answers. The next one is from Hiroki Uchida from The Book of Faces. As I grew older, I came to realize that I had wasted a lot of time in my youth. However, I would not choose to be 20 again. I know I would waste my time in exactly the same ways. That's what youth is meant to be. I guess. I mean, yeah. When we're young, we do make some bad decisions, but some people make the right decisions. You know, that's why we do have entrepreneurs, you know, smart people running the world. And then we have some stupid people running the world as well, you know, making bad decisions for us. But yeah, not all people in their 20s make bad decisions and waste their time. So don't think of it that way. But we're going to move on to the last answer of the week. And it's from Tasmia Tassin. I'm in my 30s now, considering the state of this world, and I'm still living in a rental home. I choose 20 million because I'm sick and tired of living stressful and survival mode. Well, you know, it's different for everyone. Like, you say you're in your 30s. Your 30s is still not that old, you know, especially because everyone's living in till their hundreds. As long as you keep yourself healthy, you'll be still up and running and be able to do things at an older age, you know. So I would say, you know, with your mindset, you could still wish to be in your 20s, work your butt off, you know. I mean, that's just because you live in a rental home, it's not a bad thing. You know, I know friends of mine that have done that, and I've read somewhere, like, you know, people who've become rich later on in their lives with businesses and entrepreneurs and people who have created things in their 40s and 50s. And I'm talking about like big names out there. So don't be so hard on yourself. Don't stress out. Try to be optimistic. I'm not trying to be, you know, Mr., you know, what do you call it? I only look at the bright side. I know negative things and bad things happen in the world. But yeah, good things happen too. So don't be so hard on yourself, you know. But yeah, $20 million does sound good. You know, that'll pay off some of the debt in our lives and stuff like that. Anyways, we still have a winner to announce. So don't go anywhere. We still have music to listen to, and then the winner will be announced. Right now we have Uju Hippie with We Wasted Today, 오늘은 낭비해요. And then we have Stella Jang with YOLO. Alrighty, you guys are back in the studio because you guys are probably eager, just like me, to find out who today's winner is. And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is... at KC99! Congratulations at KC99! If that's you and you're tuning in right now, please... let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email at kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, your gram handle, your email, whatever it was that you reached out to us with so we can find you, and especially the date that you answered the question. And remember, you can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Screw your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we do have a great song by Haikyuu. It's called Summer Was You, 여름이었다. Our producer is Chaedong Gwan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.